Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay. We were talking that today's show, we've been focusing a lot about fire safety. And we wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, there's all these terrific devices that you can purchase to have in your home, but they need to work. Joining me on the phone line right now is Ashley Gokin, who is the brand and PR manager over at First Alert. Ashley, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning. This is a critical thing because I think for a lot of us, when it comes to safety devices in our home that have to do with carbon monoxide, smoke detectors, fire extinguishers, people think that they know everything there is to know about it, but I also think that people can get apathetic about it and forget. And I know that, you know, we try and remind people in October, but in my mind, you know, fire safety is an everyday type of thing. It's not just in October. Let's talk a little bit about First Alert, a little bit history lesson about who you folks are.
Yes, so First Alert, we've been protecting homes and families for over 60 years, and we have smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and of course, fire extinguishers.
Right. And I mean, we now, more than ever, are spending a heck of a lot more times in our home, in particular with COVID, and you guys have done some research on that to kind of see what's going on there.
Yeah, so we know that 91% of consumers considered fire safety a top concern in the initial months of the pandemic and continue to think that. So especially going into October, which is Fire Prevention Month, it's the perfect time to gather your family to discuss fire safety, to make sure you have the proper protection in your home. So smoke and carbon monoxide alarms should be installed on every level and in every bedroom, and then we can't forget about the basement.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I know that consumers can be maybe confused about is, you know, when you go to the hardware store and you look at all the different kinds, there's all these different price points when it comes to these devices. But the one thing that I think is critical for people to know is that while there are different features that some of these devices have, which can affect the cost of it, the actual part where it's detecting the smoke or it's detecting the carbon monoxide, that is consistently high quality across any of the devices, correct?
Yeah, so no matter what type of alarm you have in your home, it's important that you install them, you maintain them by testing them regularly, and you mentioned there's a bunch of different types. There's battery, there's hardwire. You eliminate battery replacements and those late night battery trips that nobody wants to have for a decade. And then after 10 years, you just replace the unit completely.
Yeah, your phone just cut out quickly. You were talking about the fact that now the sort of the industry is going to these 10-year batteries, right? They're using the lithium ion technology. And so is that also available for some of the hardwired smoke detectors and carbon detectors that people have?
Yeah, so for hardwire, there's 10-year sealed battery backup. So if you do have a power outage, you'll still be protected with that 10-year battery backup.
Yeah, and I mean, there, you know, I mentioned earlier today that I just replaced some of the smoke detectors, and what I did, and they were all First Alert, by the way. I'm very deliberate about it, and so I wrote with a marker. I know there's spots on the back of the detector, but I wrote with a magic marker on there 2020 so that I know, because this is another thing too, Ashley, right? These things don't last forever. I mean, the one nice thing about the 10-year sealed battery with the lithium ion, it's like, okay, in 10 years, the battery needs to be replaced, but so does the device. That's an important thing to tell people.
Yes, alarms are on duty 24/7, and so they have to be replaced at least every 10 years.
Yeah. You know, one of the statistics that I hate reading about and hearing about is when you hear about fires that occur, and you'll hear the news story where they say there wasn't a working smoke detector in the home, and that's a higher number than it should be.
Yeah, so 3 out of 5 home fire deaths occur in homes without properly working smoke alarms or no alarms at all. So it's so important that you have those alarms on every level and in every bedroom, and you maintain them.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about two other things that are super important. One is a fire escape plan, and the other is fire extinguishers. Fire extinguishers are one of those things that people can be a little off put by, right? They're like, I don't need that, or I don't want that, but this is an affordable safety item.
Yeah, fire extinguishers are so important, especially if you're cooking more. So it's so important that you have a fire extinguisher within reach and you know how to use it. And an easy way to remember how to use a fire extinguisher is with the acronym PASS. So that stands for pull the pin, aim at the base of the fire, squeeze the nozzle, and then sweep from side to side.
Mm. We were talking earlier. You know what I want you guys to develop? This is a good idea. I want a practice fire extinguisher that you can make available to like hardware stores, and something that we could fill it with where if someone's like, have you ever used a fire extinguisher before? Because most people haven't. And you could take them outside. Yes. You could take them outside and you could have them squeeze it to kind of get the feel of what it is. Now, Don Kleppen, who does our news, says that if you could fill it with silly string, then we could make it a lot of fun. But I don't know how we would keep replacing that with silly string. But it's an idea that I think that a lot of people, we did a quick poll this morning. My producer, Lindsay, Joe Brand, who does sports, mm-hmm. Don, who does the news. These are all young people have never used a fire extinguisher before. And I think for the vast majority of people, that's the concern, right? They've never used it. They maybe think they know. And I think practicing would really help people understand how this thing gets used. But I like an acronym PASS. I do like that.
Yes, using a fire extinguisher can be very intimidating, especially when there's a fire right in front of you.
Right.
So if you just remember the acronym PASS, it makes it maybe a little bit easier to remember mm-hmm. how to use it and stay calm.
Yeah. Let's talk real quick about a home fire escape plan, because that I think is super important, especially with families that have young children.
Yes. So it's so important that you gather your family and you practice your emergency escape plan at least twice a year. So plan 2 ways out of each room and then plan a meeting spot outside a safe distance from your home so everybody knows where to meet if there is an emergency. And one point I will make is never go back into your home. If there is a fire, call 911 outside and then wait until it's all clear.
Oh, 100%. That's such good advice. Really good advice. Ashley Gokin is the brand and PR manager for First Alert. Their products are available a lot of different retailers, but I also know that you have a terrific website with a bunch of information. Where do people go to learn more?
Yes, so you can find out more about First Alert products, and we also have some educational materials for Fire Prevention Month that you can do at home at firstalert.com.
That's awesome. Ashley, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. I really do appreciate it. Keep up the good work over there at First Alert, and then the next time you're in the meeting with the bigwigs, bring up the whole thing about the practice fire extinguisher. I'm fine with it being water, but Don wants it to be with silly string. So you guys decide.
With silly string.
Silly string or confetti, you know, or something like that. It could be fun. All right. You have a nice,
yes,
you have a nice
you
Saturday.
So
thank you. You did a nice job. It is 9:30 in the morning. It's time now for WGN Radio News.